Right, so it's snooze time and Claire today. We're mourning a lovely, lovely man, Richard Gill.
This is such sad news, Michael. Richard Gill, the conductor, musician and educator, died on the weekend at the age of 76. He'd been suffering from cancer. And Michael, this was a man who had an impact on music right around Australia. I'm going to take you through just some of the jobs he had. He was the founding conductor of the Strathfield Symphony Orchestra. He taught at the Sydney Con, conducted the Sydney Youth Orchestra, was director of chorus at Opera Australia, musical director of the Sydney Chamber Choir. That's just what he did in Sydney. He was also the founding artistic director of the Victorian Opera, artistic director and chief conductor of the Canberra Symphony Orchestra, dean of the West Australian Con, founded the Australian Romantic and Classical Orchestra. And Michael, obviously his real passion was music education and teaching children music. He spent his time pressuring politicians to improve music education in Australian classrooms. And here he was on Life Matters in 2012 talking about the importance of classroom music.
The thing about music education is its purpose is not to turn every child into a Billy Joel or a Mozart or a Dave Brubeck or whatever it might be. Britney Spears. That's not the aim. The aim is to allow children to make their own music. That's why we teach music. So children can make their own music. You walk into a preschool, you'll see paintings. The kids will have been painting. And then you go into a kindergarten class, they'll be writing little stories. We went shopping. It makes great sense then that they should make up their own music in the same way, with very, very simple ideas. And singing and moving to music and playing classroom instruments are the way that should happen.
And Michael, I actually got to see this last year. I got to see Richard Gill in the classroom here in Western Australia with students, and the passion and enthusiasm with which he approached every student was just amazing. But I'm sure you knew him as well, Michael.
Well, he was a massive champion of music in schools, Claire. I mean, in all schools, not just in posh ones. But I just think of him as a fabulous man. You know, with that mop of curly white hair and those twinkling eyes and that joyful love of classical music, it was totally infectious. And it was wonderful to see him in front of a crowd, because he was one of those conductors who could talk to the orchestra and say, you know, let's hear the theme on the clarinets. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is the theme for the fox. And he was great at that sort of stuff. And so you no longer felt that music was some sort of privileged, posh luxury, you know, for posh people. He just opened the doors to music to all comers. That was his gift.
He made it accessible, and a lot of people would know him from his time on Spicks and Specks. But, you know, he even got the crowd singing on Q&A.
I'd like to do a little experiment. I'm going to sing something, sing it back. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Standardised testing at work. So, I rest my case.
What Richard Gill was trying to prove there was that everyone is musical. It was a point he was really passionate about making. Now, in 2016, Richard Gill became an officer of the Order of Australia for his distinguished service to the performing arts. Here's RN's Andrew Ford, who knew him well from The Music Show, talking about Richard Gill's legacy on RN Breakfast this morning.
He could communicate with toddlers, preschool children, and have them in the palm of his hand, but he could also talk to an audience of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. He had that ability to address anybody and to make them think about music. And he would have agreed with something that the musicologist Wilfred Mellers once said, which is that if you're not talking technically about music, you're not talking about music at all. You're talking about something else. You're talking about the way it makes you feel. But Richard was interested in the nuts and bolts.
Now, Michael, as I mentioned earlier, Richard Gill had been suffering from cancer. And in his final hours, more than 70 musicians gathered outside his home in Sydney to play his favourite song, The Dam Busters March. Isn't that just such a beautiful tribute? That's players from the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, the New South Wales Police Band, and other musicians taught by Richard Gill, bidding farewell to a man who's going to be so greatly missed.
Yeah, that's like a scene from a movie, isn't it, Claire? Imagine that. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.